This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Covering the waterfront for us every morning, the Jimmy Carter Report in every world that may fit into your world. And it's brought to you by Crestview RV and the good folks in Swertner, Texas, headed up by, the mayor of Swertner, Texas. Well, unofficially, he's got a name to town after his whole family, Jim Swertner, Swertner Farm and Ranch. Jimmy, I hope your weekend, Alabama progressed, so I guess it probably went pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it was a quiet weekend. It was kind of a rainy, nasty weekend, so I got a lot done on the inside and had a nice, long conversation with Eric the other day, so that was nice, and I'm glad to see he's coming along and all this. So here are a couple of quick stories. You know, when you cut on the national newscast these days, all you get is Trump, 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 so I'm going to try to work around that for a little bit, just so you know there are other things going on in the world. Tomorrow marks the 5-year anniversary when the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. So 5 years ago, feels like 55 years ago in so many ways. The U.S. and Ukrainian officials are going to meet in Saudi Arabia this week, trying to reach a ceasefire. In the meantime, about 2,000 people are dying a day, and Russia's been shooting a lot of missiles and drones at Ukraine over the last few days. The House Republicans are going to try to get a short-term spending bill in before March 14th deadline, so you're going to hear a lot about that this week. This coming up Saturday, don't forget, it's March 15th. That's the Ides of March, so don't turn your back on anyone this coming Saturday. This weekend and this week will be conference basketball all over the country. The SEC is in Nashville. That starts up on Wednesday. The egg prices, that isn't being investigated. They are being investigated by the U.S. Justice Department's Antitrust Division. Yes, there's bird flu, but yes, there may be some monkey business going on with distributors trying to do something, jigging around, keeping the prices up unnecessarily high. The Department of Homeland Security has detained a Columbia University student who was playing a big role in last year's pro-Palestinian protests. So, talking about yanking some passports from some people. The Pope is showing some improvement, still in the hospital. This didn't get a lot of play over the weekend, but the Secret Service shot an individual who was armed as described as suicidal outside the White House. It was a confrontation over the weekend. Trump was in Mar-a-Lago, where the small planes keep flying in that area that's got a notice to airmen notice. You're not supposed to fly over Mar-a-Lago or anywhere within so many miles of it, and the F-16s will meet you when you do, and they force you down to another airfield. So people still getting in trouble over that. A plane carrying 5 people crashed in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They all survived, which was amazing. There was some last-minute communications you heard with the tower. The door came off the plane or something. And he said, "I can't hardly hear you for the wind." And then he was trying to make it back to the airport and crashed not too far from the control tower. But by looking at the crash, you'd think that all died, but they apparently did not. And the weird story that started the weekend off was the Hackman death probe. Seems that Mrs. Hackman died after being exposed to rat TT, rat urine.
The old hootavirus, yeah.
Yeah, and then said, how do you do that? Well, maybe the rats are pooping in your garage or something in a closed-in area, mm-hmm. and she might have gotten a snoutful when she was out there. They're just trying to figure it out. They don't really know. And he had Alzheimer's disease and heart disease. He died about a week after her when his pacemaker said it quit on February 17th. He had no food in his stomach and was not dehydrated. No signs of foul play. They're waiting for a procedure on the dog to try to figure out what killed the dog. But it's still a very unusual and really sad because nobody obviously checked on them for a week or two. And, boy, I hope I'm never in that situation where I don't have anybody that cares enough about me to check on me in a two-week period. That's just sad. Really sad. The new guy in Running Canada
to be reclusive.
This is not a good thing. Mm-mm. And he had children, and I don't know what was going on there at that house, but she's sniffing rat pee, and he's dying. It's bad. It's just really weird. Banker Mark Carney is the renewed president in Canada, and he's going to be tough. And he's a banker, so he understands business. And, there's some things I don't understand about the Trump administration. I was kind of all in on a lot of the things that they wanted to do. But declaring a verbal war on Canada, I never understood, and I don't think has been a good idea. And I think it's done a damage that's going to take a long time to repair, no matter how it comes out. But this guy here, even his first address is talking about how Canada will not be the 51st state. We didn't ask for this fight, but Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. So that's still going on. Somebody in Greenland made a big speech this weekend, and they're saying that they're not going to be anybody's new conquest either, that they're not going with Denmark and they're not going with us. We're for Greenland, so showing a lot of hometown pride in a lot of those things like that in Panama. I don't know what their latest is, but Chinese, I was reading, they sure have tried to buy into a lot. I didn't know they had a deep water port that China has paid for in the Bahamas. So they're definitely, the businesses of China are around. And
China has been, disclosed this weekend, China's been using all this big new Navy they have. And they've been going in down there, like in, Turks and Caicos area and all that.
Yeah.
And there's just hundreds of islands out there, and they've just been seizing them, claiming them for their own, say this now belongs to China. Ooh.
Well, the other thing they've done is they bought up a bunch of land in the U.S., and they bought a lot of land around U.S. military bases,
which everybody's been working to get stopped here recently.
Yeah, trying to get them to sell it or make them sell it or do something like that. So a lot of court cases running around with that. There's going to be a pretty interesting television show tonight. It's Ringo at the Ryman. That comes on at 7, 2 hours on CBS. Ringo Starr, most famous drummer in the world, one of the remaining two Beatles. He's going to sing his songs, some hits he had on his own, some Beatles songs, and some country things that he has done recently. And from what I could see from the clips, looks like it's pretty fun. And Idol last night, I think I heard a couple of people tell me this morning they think they're going to be into this run of American Idol with Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Carrie Underwood. Her big problem was that she just couldn't say no early on to anybody that came up and auditioned. She said these people have their dreams and hopes, and she didn't want to be the one that poo-poos on it. So she was saying yeah to everybody, but finally learned that you can't do that. You got to let, some people just have to go back home.
And, did you watch any of that 2 hours last night, by the way?
A really, really small bit. I thought I'd watch it later on. I was doing something else.
Yeah. I hung in for about 45 minutes of the 2 hours, maybe a tad longer. And mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm totally in the mood yet, but, you know, how is she doing? I think better than I thought, but she's missing some kind of really, compared to Katy Perry, which unfortunately, or for her, I guess it will be what people at least do subconsciously. Of course, she's not Katy Perry, but it's missing something.
Well, it's all too, everybody's too positive for one thing. I mean, that was the brilliance of the show with Simon that they're still living off of. He was somebody that, you know, was tough. You had to get past him, which is more like the real world. And I don't know. I just don't feel it, you know, from the current people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Oh, the astronauts, I think they get to go, maybe try to get to go home this week. The ones that are stuck in space. Yeah, they got to get SpaceX thing up there.
Yeah, Wednesday's supposed to shoot up there. I don't know what that means for the return schedule, but it would be this week.
I think it's usually about a week after. There's a week overlap between the crews.
It takes a week?
Hmm. Yeah, so I think they're due to come back the first part of the middle of next week.
Yeah, this is the kind of Gilligan's Island in space. This Williams and Wilmore went up there originally for a one-week trip, a three-hour tour. Yeah, they got stuck, so they've been there a long time. Let's see here, a book. Let's see, yeah, some book about Meta's coming out this week called Careless People. We'll see if that reveals anything about them. It's been interesting. I didn't let myself watch a lot of political stuff this week. I don't know why. I just didn't want to. I feel better after not watching it for a couple of days. It was exhausting me, and also if you try to watch any of the network coverage, I mean, their whole job is to try to discredit Trump. It really is, and he's doing some stuff where it's giving them some oxygen, and it's interesting now. I was trying to think of one place where he is having an easy time, and I can't find one. You know, whether it's on inflation that's still very troublesome, or whether it's on anything. I mean, the Ukraine war has been obviously very frustrating, and they're going to try to get something done with that this weekend. But Russia is not helping him because they let it go, man. They sent lots of missiles and drones over the weekend down there and killed a bunch of people, and it was bad news, and they are sort of blaming the United States on that since we supposedly cut off their intelligence and satellites. And I don't know if we did or not, but if we did and got all those, that really not going to be a plus for Trump. So I don't know. A lot of stuff out there.
On the heels of what you're saying, and if we can, I'll get to it later this morning. I plan to anyway, but we got so much. There was this meeting last week, it might have been Thursday, I guess, where the people in the meeting started talking, where the president really essentially is characterized, he chewed Elon out. He says, man, you're going at this thing, what have we been saying all along? You know, basically with a hatchet, and he literally said, you need to be using a surgical scalpel. I think the president's kind of tired of, hey, man, we got to back up, which is good that they're backing up on some of these decisions where critical people were just cut too quick. And Elon subsequently said, look, I made a lot of mistakes.
It's filtering down to the states. It takes a little while for things to kind of come downhill. And when you look at any individual city or state, I mean, some of these cities are starting to a little bit freak out because of money that they were getting from the federal government through one way or another, buildings that were being used that may be cut down. You know, it's just politics all end up being local, and particularly the thought of cutting back on some of this medical research. And, you know, you've got media doing really basically nothing but covering negative. But if you want to get scared, you wonder what's going on with, you know, Kennedy with his health, whatever department he's running up there, you know, where he's talking more about people getting raw milk and not drinking, you know, pasteurized milk, whether or not they're tackling this measles thing with, I think they are, and I think they've sent a task force of feds down there to help the state of Texas, you know, try to get this measles thing, but it looks like it's trying to spread because people aren't being quarantined in certain areas. So there's just a lot going on in that area that, you know, I'm just wondering, is he really the right guy to be running this? But that department's, again, because it's been 5 years, there was a lot of credibility lost and a lot of politicization, you know, of health, which I think is a really bad thing that the Democrats did.
I feel good about my assessment of that, so I'll just share it. I think they picked the right guy in Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for a mission of, let's get our food back healthy. Let's get the plastics out and stuff like that. He's big on that.
The color dye.
But, you know, when it comes to like, when it comes to like pandemics and outbreaks of measles, let's see what happens.
Yeah, I definitely want to see what happens on that one. So, it's interesting times in Washington. Back in a second after these messages.
Another unsung hero are our Texas school teachers. They deserve our respect and admiration, but most importantly, our support. As founder and chairman of Del Valle Adoptive School Program, I've seen firsthand how dedicated and hardworking these real heroes are. It's not easy being a teacher today, with classrooms getting fuller all the time while facing additional challenges every day. Why is it that our teachers make far less than most professionals, but we expect them to do much, much more? Most of us remember a very special teacher that made an impact in our life. Mine was Miss Bishop in the fifth grade. Hi, I'm Jim Swertner, fourth generation rancher and farmer and owner of Swertner Farms and Ranch, celebrating over 75 years in business. So the next time you see a teacher, let them know how much you appreciate and respect their dedication and hard work. When you get ready to sell your calves or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swertner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auction in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. And Texas teachers are good for Texas.
Hi, folks. Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations. From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Crestview RV, indeed, and Swertner Farm and Ranch bring you Jimmy Carter now, page 2.
You know, I was wondering, with so much news about Trump in a couple of areas, and I think that he started to, you know, talk about at that cabinet meeting you mentioned, about, you know, Elon's been going through things with a chainsaw instead of a scalpel. I think you're going to see some of that involved, and I think people are, I think they're getting feedback in the last week or so, maybe more, from their senators and their congressmen. I think they're going to get a load full today because most of them came home last week and they got town hall meetings, and they'll be hearing from that. But I think a lot of people are not happy with the cuts that they've done or going to do for NOAA, the National, you know, Billy, the Weather Service, the hurricane, you know, centers and places like that, cutting people. I don't think that's a good idea anyway. And then the National Park Service, that's really bothered me because, again, I don't think they've ever been fully staffed. And they weren't fully staffed when the cuts started coming. And that just is, that's a problem. And then the disease control, I don't know if how much credibility they have in that area, if they're really interested, you know, thinking that the really COVID was never anything in the first place or something, whatever some people thought. And then when Trump, you know, we see all these courts doing stuff. I haven't heard one thing, not even one sentence of one story about what is Trump's plans for appointing new federal judges. Is anybody working on that? Is that somebody? I haven't heard that that's somebody's job. And boy, after you see what's been going on, you sure need to be working on those. Not yeah, that for every president, we don't have them, but we got openings in district judges all over the place.
Yeah. Each president, you know, obviously puts in a conservative president, conservative judges, and vice versa. And they, I know they got the people working on who the names will be. And then,
but you just haven't Democrats. Heard about that being something that's an issue. You know, it's just they've yeah, put everything else right. as an issue. Yeah. But hopefully that's being worked on by somebody in there. But it just is interesting. Even with ICE now, you don't hear anything about that at all. They covered it the first day or two. Are they still rounding up people like they were doing or not? I mean, there's just a lot of holes in the coverage of things. And remember, they were going into every town and people getting upset and everything. So are they still doing that? If you listen to the news, you wouldn't know it.
Oh, yeah, but there's just not been that many. And there was so much, I think, intentional false reporting on that they were raiding schools and churches yeah. and stuff like that. But part of the old Steve Bannon philosophy that clearly the president relies on him is what you're going to have to do this time is just flood, you know, the swamp, flood it. And things will be happening so fast, nothing will ever really get legs. Every once in a while, something will. And then you can just keep going and getting things done. And that appears to be working.
Yeah, to a point. I think the PR is starting to change. So we'll keep an eye on the next week or two. And let's see what happens. This week, I think, is real pivotal. With if there's any peace talks and that gets any kind of stuff going on in Saudi Arabia, that'll be great. If they've got Iran is on the tipping point with their nuclear stuff, and that's got some stuff going on in the next few days with some deadlines coming on real strong. You've still got cabinet people like the head of the Food and Drug Administration has not been brought into the thing yet. They're still doing Senate confirmations on a lot of stuff. And I think that'll be something going on, and both with the Senate and the House this week, trying to get budgets through and everything else. So there's a lot going on up there. It's just interesting to see what people are going to, what they're going to cover from the news people's side of it. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll be watching.
Right. I have no idea who they're looking at for that. One of the things the president was really big on, I just loved, is the FDA ought to be headed by somebody that can change the rules to where, let's say you're stage four and you're dying of cancer, and there's these great experimental drugs, but they're not proven yet. And you hope you could just get into a program where you may get the placebo, wouldn't help you anyway. And so even people that have the resources, you know, are going to other countries where they can get something like that. Why not, you know, totally at your own peril, be able to get those drugs before they're proven? Because, you know, they can be proven 6 months later and you're dead. Give it to them. Good God.
Not totally. But, yeah,
what
I don't
better
I,
way
I've
to
seen
have
a lot
a
of
test.
Coverage of that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And but the one
you
thing,
know, the whole FAA thing, I don't know what's going on. If there are more plane crashes, really, or just we're sensitive to them right now, I don't know. It just seems like it's a lot. But, You know, what is going on in that world?
No,
and are
the
they truly
like
trying to do something?
Yeah, they really didn't get reported nationally before. They're getting reported.
Yeah.
Now. We had the first crash of a commercial airliner in 16 years. That's what did it.
And that got everybody all tuned in to everything else that's going on.
So. But you notice that's died. You haven't heard anything else about that.
Which one?
The Black Hawk flying into the American Airlines.
Oh, yeah,
flight.
That
it's
one,
just
yeah.
kind of gone away.
Well, which is kind of normal because the NTSB always takes a couple of years to figure it all out. And this time they let us know a lot of things unusually. It's been a lot of long time since they used to do it, but they would never just throw out there before.
So, yeah, I mean, I think people know that the Black Hawk was in the wrong place. I don't think the pilot of the commercial plane was doing anything wrong. He was just landing. So this really doesn't leave a whole lot of room. The air traffic controller, whoever that was overloaded and didn't do their job watching out for it either, though. But they hadn't been flying any helicopters on those routes, by the way, since that crash, even in the daytime.
Well, they probably shouldn't have been flying helicopters on that path anyway, if you've ever flown into Reagan National.
It's
pretty tight.
Yeah, they were doing the rescue the president drill. And so I guess they want them to do that every once in a while, but they were doing the rescue at night the president. That's what that drill was.
Either way, it wouldn't have been at that altitude they were flying at, though. So.
Well, they got off of it by 100 feet or something, pilot did, yeah. But, I mean, the route itself was probably one they would take, but, you know.
No, I meant the altitude, yes.
Yeah, but the pilot was off the altitude for whatever reason.
Well, they also had the traffic avoidance thing turned off. So the pilots call it a witch in Betty, but with a B instead of a W. And it yells traffic, traffic, traffic. So it tells you when you're close. And evidently, from what I've read, the Black Hawk had that turned off. So they weren't getting information that they were close to traffic.
And that's my point. That's the kind of information that, you know, prior to 16 years ago, you didn't get for a year and a half or 2 years till it all came out. So
right.
You're right. And maybe that's part of it. Plus, with all the reporting of other actions, maybe that's diluted it too. So interesting point, Jimmy. All right. We got the week.
Y'all have a lovely Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to start it here on a Monday. See you tomorrow morning, same time, same station, 95.9 Texas Country. Again, thanks to Swertner Farm and Ranch in Swertner, Texas, and Crestview RV. You know where they've always been with that big location, 22 acres in Buda, but also in Georgetown and Waco, actually Hewitt, Texas, Crestview RV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.